Good morning. It's Thursday, August 27th, and I'm Ji-Suk Yee, and this is your morning news update at 6 o'clock Central. Breaking this morning, Laura makes landfall. The storm came in as a Category 4 hurricane at 1 a.m. Laura made landfall near Cameron, Louisiana. There were sustained winds near 150 miles per hour. Now, just to give you some perspective, a Category 5 hurricane is 157 miles per hour. Moments ago, Laura weakened to a Category 2 hurricane, according to the National Hurricane Center. This is a live look right now at New Orleans. At this hour, the National Hurricane Center says Laura is causing catastrophic storm surge, extreme winds, and flash flooding. Maximum sustained winds are near 110 miles per hour with higher gusts. Forecasters say an unsurvivable storm surge with large and destructive waves will cause catastrophic damage from Sea Rim Park, State Park, Texas, to Intracoastal City, Louisiana. This surge could go up to 40 miles inland from the coastline, and floodwaters will not fully recede for several days after the storm. Joining us now is meteorologist David Yeoman from News Nation affiliate KXAN. He's in Vinton, Louisiana.
I'm meteorologist David Yeomans, close to the Texas-Louisiana border, where before sunrise, as Hurricane Laura pulls out, we're getting a first look at some extensive damage. Hurricane Laura, look behind me here, the strongest storm to ever hit this section of Gulf Coast, and we're starting to see scenes like this. This Valero gas station, the top of the roof has been ripped off. The roof itself is leaning with most of its weight on the actual gas pumps, and look how that middle gas pump there is actually swinging wide open. This is just a small example. We have debris littered everywhere, extensive damage to all of the businesses around us, and we actually have some RVs flipped over very close by. We're going to keep getting a more thorough look at the damage for you here in southwestern Louisiana. In the meantime, Hurricane Laura will continue to pull out of this region through the morning. I'm meteorologist David Yeomans. Back to you.
Thanks, David, for that update. Forecasters say the storm is moving toward the north at 15 miles per hour, and this path should continue throughout the day. Laura will move across southwestern Louisiana this morning and then continue northward across the state through this afternoon. Now, the center of Laura is forecast to move over Arkansas tonight. We will be following all of the latest developments on NewsNationNow.com throughout the day.